Personally, I think we've been playing some good hockey, especially our line, for the past probably two games. I think we've been kind of building our game and try to get some chemistry as a line. And I think last night was a great night overall for our line and for the whole team. And just gotta play the same way tomorrow. And hopefully get some good success as a line and as a team.
One thing Coach said last night is, like you just mentioned, the work that you and your, I guess, newer line mates have done in practice seems to be paying off already. Is that fair to say? And what has been the key to finding that chemistry as quickly as you guys have?
I think just try to do the same things before we go on the ice. Try to work hard in practice, try to work on those routes, and what are we going to do if there's a different situation, kind of work on that kind of stuff on the ice. And obviously we're talking about the game and watching video and try to learn every day something new. So I think that's kind of the key for our line, to do the same things during the game that we're trying to work during the practice. So I think that's been our key.
How much does Kyle Connor's speed open up the ice for you guys, though? Because I don't know if people realize how fast he is until they started watching him. And it's like, you know, like he just creates space for you and Brian, it looks like.
Yeah, he's a great player, obviously. He's a fast player, and he can also do all the stuff with the puck as in top speed. I think that's pretty rare. So it's awesome to be able to play with that kind of player. Like everybody saw last night, he's an incredible player. He's making awesome passes, and he can still finish. And obviously I've been playing with Brian a lot, so I know how to play with him, and he's a great player too. So I think we have a good dynamic line.
Those may be the best 5-on-5 chances you've had in a game this year? The best looks?
Obviously because you score three. But I've had some good chances before. And I think kind of the first couple weeks, first month of the season, I was kind of struggling with the 5-on-5 game, and just I felt like I was still getting chances but just couldn't finish. But now I had a good night last night, and hopefully I can do the same thing, maybe not score three but play as well tomorrow, and build off that.
I just want to ask you about the second goal specifically. There was maybe four or five sticks in there, but obviously the pass found yours, and it was off your stick within less than a second. Is that a feeling, does that happen when you're feeling good, or is that a regular occurrence for you in that sense?
I think for me, especially off the rush, I know those two guys, if you're open, they're going to find you. And I think for me, it's just try to be open if I'm not carrying the puck, and try to kind of be ready for a one-timer and try to establish my position on the ice. And if I get the puck, just try to shoot as quick as I can, because it's kind of a hard play for the goalie, because it's a long pass and it's a one-timer, so it's a hard play. So just try to shoot it as quick as I can, and let's just try to be open.
Because with that reflex, like you just said, even when you're not open, you're open. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty good at finding those awkward spots, and especially, but I think just got to skate hard. I think that's the key. If you're not skating hard, you're not going to get there. You're not going to be there on time, and the play is kind of dead right away when you get there. So just try to skate hard and always see the open ice, and just be ready for a pass. And if it comes to you, just try to shoot it.